conducting an interview this evening for the JCC Family History Project. The present date is December the 10th, 1990, and I would like to present Jack Sonny Meyer, who has consented to share his recollections with us tonight. Sonny, would you please give us your name, address, and phone number?
Thank you, Sarah. Good evening. It's Jack Sonny Meyer, really Jack Milton Meyer. Address 1338 Ellison Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky is my office. My home is 1703 Paisley Road, 40205, and my telephone number is 458-9569.
Thank you, Sonny. What were your parents' names, please? And tell us if they are still living, and if so, where?
All right. My father was Emmanuel J. Meyer. He died January the 8th, 1989. My mother is Gladys Flyshaker Meyer. She is alive. She lives at 5100 Brownsboro Road here in Louisville. And she spends most of the year here in Louisville, but part of the year in San Diego, California.
Who were your grandparents, and where did they come from?
On my father's side, my grandmother was Hattie Meyer, and she was from Davenport, Iowa. My grandfather was Hermann Meyer, who was from Spießen, Germany, who came over with Simon Lyons, who was a distant relative in the late 1880s to Louisville. On my mother's side, her mother's name was Eva Cohen, and she was from Philadelphia. And my grandfather, Flyshaker, was born in Germany but came to Louisville at a very young age.
What was your birthday?
My birthday was September the 5th, 1935.
Do you know where your parents were living then, or if not, what is your earliest recollection?
In 1935, when I was born, they were living in the Reeser Place at 4th and Galbert. From 4th and Galbert, they moved to the Walden Place, which was at 2nd and Bloom, and the earliest recollection I have is of living on Eastern Parkway. I think it was 936 Eastern Parkway.
Do you recall what the neighborhood was like then, whether there were other Jewish families or businesses around?
Yes, I remember just a little bit of the neighborhood. Right behind me was Manuel High School football field. And the Herman Cohn family lived on one side of us. And Dr. Morehatch, who was a dentist around town for years, lived on the other side. There were a few Jewish families, but not a tremendous amount of families.
What were your early schoolhood days like, in school and in Sunday school?
Okay, my early school days, about the time I started to go to school, my grandmother had died, and we moved back to the funeral home, on top of the funeral home at 2nd and Galbert. That was 3rd and Galbert. At 2nd and Hill was Cochran Elementary School, where I went, started Cochran in the first grade. In the second grade, I became sick with osteomyelitis, which was inflammation of the bone marrow. I put in Children's Hospital, and after much discussion, they decided to give me penicillin, which I received as one of the first civilians. That was a wartime drug in the 1941. There were three of us who had osteomyelitis in Louisville. The boy died, the girl went through high school with me in a wheelchair, and I came out fine to the point of running track. The only thing that it really did for me is it kept me out of the Army. As far as Sunday school, I went to Bris Sholem Sunday School. Bris Sholem was at 2nd and college. My grandfather, who was one of the board members and secretary, made sure that I went to Sunday school every Sunday morning.
To go back a little bit, could you give us a little history of how your family got into your current business?
Yes, my grandfather Herman came to this country, as I said, in the late 1800s, had some relatives here, worked for the relatives, and then opened up a shoe store called Michael's, which was between 3rd and 4th Street on Market Street. By the way, my middle name was Michael at one time, and it was changed to Milton. So we know where the, you know, where Michael came from. My grandfather was doing very well, and he had a very dear friend that he signed a note for at the bank. The friend committed suicide. The bank called the note, so he had to pay off the note. He couldn't replenish the shoes, so he went out of business. He went to work for the federal government as a whiskey gauger. He worked for the federal government until the time he saw Prohibition coming in. He left there. He asked for a leave of absence. He went to work for E.S. Mandel, which was a poultry broker company. Meanwhile, we had a friend, G.S. Rosenberg, who owned G.S. Rosenberg Undertaking Company. My grandfather always was giving Mr. Rosenberg a helping hand. And when Mr. Rosenberg died in 1925, in July, June or July, they opened the will and found out my grandfather owned half the business. And that's how our family got involved in the funeral business. My father came into the business. He was working for Dan Cohn in 1926, and then I came in 1956.
Were your parents involved at all in community work?
The Meyer family has basically always been involved in community work of one sort or other. Probably the Meyer family real involvement beside the center was Brish Shulam congregation. My grandfather was secretary of the temple for 46 years until he died in 1946. Dad later became secretary of Brish Shulam and stayed involved through the years until his elderly years with Brish Shulam. Mother, and of course, he was involved in the center in St. George Masonic Lodge and a numerous other organization as well as federation. My mother danced for the OYMHA and was very involved with the Golden Age group, which later on became Club 60.
How about you, Sonny? What activities have you been involved in?
I think that you name it, and through the years, and I've been basically involved. For a number of years, I was advisor to ACA. Both Jen and I were involved with two different groups. I was involved with Resnick ACA and Mu Sigma ACA. I've been involved with most organizations from on the board of directors of the temple to board of directors of four courts to, at the present time, treasurer of Jewish Family Service. There's not many organizations that I haven't been involved with in the city from time to time. My main love, of course, has been involved in my professional organizations as president of the Jewish Funeral Directors of America, the local associations, the state associations.
Well, you've certainly been very active, and so has your family. I'm sure you've been a real asset to the community. What do you remember about other people in the community as you were growing up, or the involvement of the center from the OY, and those types of things?
Some of the fun things, I guess, that I remember growing up, my father being a funeral director, and through the years being involved with people as well, and I think when the things that really come to life is the Kever Kedisha, which is the Holy Society, they come in and wash and dress. And one of the women who served on the Kever Kedisha for many, many years was a Sarah Bass. Sarah Bass and my grandfather Herman were very dear friends. And they were always talking about their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. I'm sure if there's somebody looking down for up above, it's Herman and Sarah Bass, since Sarah's great-granddaughter is my wife.
Oh,
so, I mean, you know, the recollection of this community, I think I can remember many, many things, some of the tragic things that happened in this community, as well as the great things that happened, I guess, from being in our funeral business. There has been some tragedy, and one of the ones that I don't know if anybody remember was there was an old man by the name of Mr. Hamburg. As a very young man, Mr. Hamburg had a second-hand store, and Mr. Hamburg was the man who normally, who was a showmer, who sat up at nighttime. And he was also the little man that we always found on the cemetery, and in the funeral home, who was always shaking the tzedakah box. Yeah, and of course, unfortunately, he had an untimely death where somebody broke into his store one night and suffocated him. But I think this is probably one of the first recollections I had of tragedy in the Jewish community as a very young man. There's so many fond memories of the center, growing up the old YMHA in the center, that I guess I could go one story after another. Being involved in the community, I'm trying to think of a most unusual story. I think the old YMHA camp at Camp Taltrees. And it was an exciting place to grow up, going to Camp Taltrees. I guess that's where I learned to swim. And I guess that's where, you know, all of us learn to swim, and that's where the camaraderie of the Jewish kids in this city really learn to know each other.
Can you think of some of the other people that you were involved with in the camp or in the Y or so forth?
Yes, some of the people was Maurice Richland. Maurice was athletic director of the center for many years. Before Maurice Richland was Harry Cohn, which was Clara Cohn, which was later on the second time she married Stern Bramson. Claire was an old family of Louisville, the Dinkelspiel family, and of course Harry came in from out of town, but that was another fond memory of the center, as well as the Tolstein family, Tess Tolstein, which was one of the daughters of Judge Hugo Tolstein, who was a very involved person in this community. The other people that revolved around was Gordon Fleischecker Jr., because that goes back into my mother's family. Gordon is now a pediatrician in Denver, Colorado, but Gordon was a medical school student, and he was the doctor and the intern out at camp, and anybody who got a sting or bruise, it was always Gordon, or Jr. as he was known. His mother was Agnes Rose, and Beulah, his sister. But it was always Junior who always patched all of us up at camp.
That's interesting. I know some of those people. I haven't been in Louisville that long, but some of those names already sound familiar to me. Did you have other family here, cousins and so forth, aunts, uncles?
Oh, yes. On the Meyer side, Dad had a brother and a sister. His brother, Dr. J. Harold Meyer, was an obstetrician. Harold was married, he's deceased, was married to Evelyn Meyer, who was a grab, and because Evelyn had one son, Harry Lee Meyer, who is an attorney. On my aunt's side, she moved out of town very young, but on mother's side, the Fleischecker family is a very big family around Louisville. It was and it still is. She had a lot of cousins. She had a brother, but as far as the second cousins of the Fleischeckers, there's still quite a few. As we talked about a few minutes ago, Beulah, Barry, and Agnes Rose Fleischecker, Gordon Fleischecker Jr., and of course Gordon Sr., who was very active. And not only Brisholem for years, but also Temple Shalom.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about the city itself, what it was like, say, 20, 25 years ago?
I guess my real recollection of the city is, really remembrance is World War II. I remember the times in Louisville with World War II, with the blackouts. Not that we had a lot of them, but there were blackouts. There were, I'm trying to think what they were called, the volunteers who watched and made sure that all the windows were covered at nighttime. And I guess about then I remember the war being over and how joyous this city was and how this city has grown from the small community that it was, that most of the people lived downtown around 3rd Street, 2nd, 3rd, Hill, Galbert, Lee, Magnolia, all in that area. And of course, as the as they migrated to the Highlands, I think all of us migrated to the Highlands in the late 30s, early 40s. And of course, we were one of the last families downtown because the funeral home was down on 3rd Street. And when we built a new funeral home in 56, we moved up as well. And of course, the area in which we were in downtown later on became University of Louisville Renewal.
Something I wanted to ask, I forgot what it was. Do you remember any special early Jewish events, picnics, festivals, anything like that?
Yes, I remember all the special events around the holidays at Bris Sholom, having grown up in Bris Sholom. On 2nd and College, there was always an event at Passover time. And Sukkot, there was always a big Sukkot in the temple. And of course, when we moved up on Cowling, when we moved up, that was an old school. And right in the front of the school, I think we were probably the first confirmation class in the new in the building up there. And I remember a great big hole out in front before they started to dig. And we used to play softball out in front of the Sunday school until finally they built the temple. But yes, I remember all the festivities around Bris Sholom, and I guess we congregated around Bris Sholom.
What about civic events in the city, like the Derby or other things that might have happened in the city?
Yes, that's one of the exciting times growing up. We lived at the corner of 3rd and Galbert, which were the railroad tracks. 3rd Street was a one-way street going south. And the only day of the year that they reversed traffic on 3rd Street was Derby Day. Traffic went south in the morning and, of course, north, coming back into the city in the afternoon. But one of the exciting things we used to watch was before fax machines, once the Derby was over with, the pictures were handed to a motorcycle, man on a motorcycle. And of course, they cleared traffic for him, and he would come flying in 3rd Street back to the Courier Journal so they could develop the pictures and of course then put them on the wire for throughout the country. Well, one year he came flying in and the train came. And so the Derby pictures were late that year because the motorcycle driver had to wait for the train.
That's fair. That's really interesting. Do you recall anything about food prices, what it cost you to go out and get a good dinner?
Oh, yes. Again, we grew up right around the corner from the Ritz Theater. And on Friday night, we went to the Ritz Theater. And I think up until the time we were 12 years old, it was probably about 15 cents to get in to the Ritz Theater. And I think in at 13, and we all tried to stand at 13, it went to a quarter. And of course, right next door was the Hollenbach ice cream, and we used to get, yeah. What was it, Wolf? Wolf's? Okay. And we would go and get ice cream for a dime. For a quarter, we had a great time. Then on Saturday morning, I can remember it very, I got $2. And from there, we'd go to Temple, and from there, we'd go in town, I think on 4th Street, was Kunz's, and we'd have lunch at Kunz's, and go to a picture show for a total of probably $2. And my uncle used to razz me because I spent too much for lunch when I spent 90 cents for lunch. And that was in the middle 40s.
Sonny, I didn't ask you about your personal life. You have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had two sisters. My oldest sister, Joanne, died a few years ago. Joanne grew up in Louisville, went away to college, and of course never really lived in Louisville after that. My younger sister, Patty, which is adopted, is 13 years younger than I am, and of course that was the second part of the family, which we dearly adore. And Patty is around town. Patty's involved in the cleaning business. And she has one daughter, Kathy, who goes to the University of Charleston. I have two daughters, one by a previous marriage, who's married and lives in Savannah. And Eileen, the youngest by this marriage, is in management with JCPenney's. She commutes between Louisville and Elizabethtown every day. A graduate of the University of Arizona, she is in management. And she could end up anywhere in any one of their stores in the state of Kentucky right after the first of the year. As of right now, she is in Elizabethtown and lives in Louisville.
Sonny, are there anything else you can think of you would like to tell us?
Can I wait just a couple minutes and come back to it?
Sure.
Okay, take a rest a minute. Yeah.